You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for As Above, So Below with Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Search Facebook for As Above, So Below Healing and Wellness.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is As Above, So Below.
On A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the channel. I hope we are doing all right in no man's land in between eclipse season. So I'm going to do a little bit of a poll here. And we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces next Friday, which is all about surrender. It is about heightened intuition. And I wouldn't be surprised if emotions are also heightened at this time too. So, but collective pull, we have material harvest. So this is a great sign, all about reaping the rewards, reaping what you've sown, and something that you've been working on is finally starting to bear fruit. So you may be having an influx in clients, an influx in money, promotion, job, whatever that is. This is really great foundational work. So I am also going to do one of the no bad days just because we need a little lightening up here. So let's see what's going on for the collective spirit. What's happening? Okay. Oh, we have guide. We have abundance and we have power. Wow. Okay. So this is really, really great for listening to that inner intuition, listening to what your guides, what your higher self is really steering you towards. And sometimes that's also can be hard to do that. Especially when your logical mind is like, oh, I don't really know. I don't feel comfortable doing this, but that's where the surrendering is coming through. So off to a lighter note. I love that. So, and I'm going to wait for my caller here to come in and see what's going on there. But I hope everyone is doing fabulous on this Thursday evening. So I do want to do one from my Audacity deck here. Spirit, what else is going on for the collective? We also have Life of the Party. I don't know if any of you have used this deck or know of this deck. This is called the Audacity deck, and it is very audacious. So this is also very Jupiter and Leo. So really expanding your light, being the life of the party, and putting your radiance out there will help attract more opportunities to you. So I love this reading. This is amazing. All right. And Tiffany in Darlingford, Canada. All right. I am ready for you. How are you doing, love?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. My name is also Tiffany. So
yeah.
Love that. I feel like that was on purpose. All right. What can I do for you tonight?
A general reading.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to start with tarot here and we'll see what just comes up. So spirit, what is going on for Tiffany right now? Okay. All right. Spirit, what's going on? Okay. So right off the gate, we have the Three of Wands. We have the Five of Swords, the World, and the Lovers. So Three of Wands is all about movement forward. It feels like your energy is kind of in like a, it's felt kind of in like a crossroads. You also have the Five of Swords here with some of a bit of mental conflict. And this has to do with closing out some sort of cycle, some sort of karmic thing that's been happening for quite some time, but I feel like you are moving towards I'm hearing lighter future. So is there anything happening in your world where you're feeling that energy?
Yes, I have been working on something for a long time.
Okay.
With
okay.
myself.
Good. Okay, perfect. Yeah. But I do feel like at the end of the day, there's a big choice that you are making. There's a choice to, I'm hearing, choose yourself, really. And the world here, I'm seeing a lot of rainbows in her dress here. So I feel like you've been doing a lot of, I'm hearing, emotional healing surrounding particular situations. Could be due to love, because the lovers is here. But I'm feeling like you are in the process of shedding a lot of limiting beliefs. And I'm hearing also like stepping into your power, like you're really going through a big growth phase, which is amazing. I do want to get some clarity here. I want to see what this is about. Spirit, what is the world about here? Temperance, okay. What else is here? Ace of Swords, wow. Whoa, that one wanted to flip. Three of Cups. Oh, Nine of Pentacles. Okay. So Nine of Pentacles at the bottom of the deck. So this is my pre-Empress queen. So this is somebody who is really taking matters into her own hands, but she is abundant in herself. So this is kind of like single energy here. This could be due to career or even relationships. But it feels like this has been a long time coming and you are really breaking through. I feel like you're seeing a lot of clarity here with the Ace of Swords. And then you also have the Temperance here. So has this felt like it's been taking a while? Like you've had to have patience through this big cycle here?
And a lifelong struggle. I'm a lot better than I used to be, but something I struggle with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like I said, I do feel like there's a big lighter note here. And then you have the Three of Cups. So this is sharing compassion and support and feeling like, you know, you do have some support through this, you know, whatever this may be for you. So I do want to get some advice here for you. Spirit, what advice is here for Tiffany? Ooh. Okay, we have connect. All right. Which also goes hand in hand with the Three of Cups. Create, okay. And you have step back. Ooh, and then you have manifest at the bottom of the deck. We love this. Okay, Tiffany. So I'm feeling like you are really being asked, and I feel like you're also being nudged by your team, by your guides, to start to create and also to, you know, connect with community, connect with like-minded people who, you know, share your same passions and share your whatever it is that you're going through. And I feel as though this is going to help you kind of have like a lighter energy, because I think that I'm seeing like a snake. It really feels like you're shedding an old skin. And coming back into your own energy and doing the things that you love to do is really going to help you kind of succeed on the other side. Because I feel like there's been a lot of heaviness and a lot of other people's stuff, if that makes sense. Does that resonate at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that they're really just asking you to kind of do some clearing. Do you do any sort of energy clearing or anything?
No, I don't. But my girlfriend's mom has been trying to get me to start doing that.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Is that something that you resonate with, or like something that you can?
I haven't tried it yet, but I feel like I've been trying to just relax and maybe go for a walk and take a deep breath.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. So there's so many different ways to cleanse. So a lot of people do the sage or the eucalyptus or anything like that, but you can even do visualization cleanses. So if you are already integrating breathing exercises, you can even just take like a minute out of your day just to come back to center and to visualize. And if you see any sort of like cords or anything, just like visualize some scissors and say, this isn't mine. Goodbye. And just kind of like cut it. And you'll be amazed at how much lighter you feel from that. I'm a big advocate for cleansing energy. And also it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, it's really making it something that you can just integrate into your day. But even just coming back to yourself to be able to feel your energy, because I also feel like you are pretty empathic. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. And even if it's not something that you're aware of in the moment, I think that you're picking up more energies than you realize. But really kind of like coming back to center will help with that, and getting into the creative mindset of something to look forward to, I think is also going to give your energy a big boost. So.
Okay. That's funny, because I've been searching for something I can make or sell, or I don't know. I'm very creative. And if I want to make a table, I'm going to make a table with my scrap wood that I have in our canvas shed or whatever. Like I can, yes, I like yes. doing that kind of thing. Yeah. Or refinishing furniture. Yeah. Like,
oh, I love that.
Restoring yeah. it, I guess I should
say. Yes. Yeah. I love yeah. that. Absolutely. Yeah. They are like, do it, girl. Like get going on that. Cause it really does help you just kind of just get out of the everyday of everything. So this is 100%. I can see why that they're asking you to do that. So, but.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tiffany. I'll see you later.
Yes. Thanks.
Bye. All right, everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. If you would like to connect with me, my Facebook page is As Above, So Below Healing. And then I'm on YouTube, TikTok, all the things. But I will see you on the next one. Blessed be. Bye.